There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. We have such smart people. They know what's going on. They see through probably 90%, 95% of what's happening out there. I don't see through it all. I wish I did. I can be deluded at times. But I got to tell you, well, at least finally they've stopped talking about the two guys that escaped from Dannemora. At least they've quit talking about them. I'm really grateful for that. Hey, here's a story. The FBI background check. Remember this kid, this little tiny shriveled up little kid, supposedly purchased a gun, allegedly, in South Carolina, went into a prayer meeting, sat there for an hour while somebody videotaped it, and then killed people. Of course, we don't have that part about them him killing them, but it shut off, I guess, right before that. And he told one lady, I'm going to leave you alive so you can tell what happened, and she's never told what happened. Anyway, this guy, Dylan Storm Roof. Now, remember, they always have three names when they are mentoring candidates, too. I'm just saying, coincidence. Anyway, Dylan Storm Roof was arrested in March in Columbia, South Carolina, on a narcotics charge. That normally would have prevented Roof from buying a gun the following month. However, Columbia is split into two counties, and the county initially contacted by the FBI investigator through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System had no record of Roof's arrest. The law says that retailers may release a gun if there's no response on the investigation within 3 days. Oh, we are so stupid. Now, think about this. If you were a kid that's going to go and kill a bunch of people and hates the Confederate flag, as we are told that he did, would you go through a background check and risk knowing that you have a narcotics charge against you? Really? I mean, now we're talking serious stupid. No, you would go to a gun show or something that was not controlled. And you would go, or you'd buy a gun from that little newspaper that they throw in your front yard that you don't want. Think about it. I know I got this drug charge against me, but I'm going to check and see if they'll catch me on it. Well, they didn't. And now it is, oh, the background checks don't work. Really? Do you think that's what the agenda of this story is? I think not. One other story. Why you need to absolutely stop wearing shoes in your house. Now, you know, Dr. Gary Null at the retreat does not allow shoes inside the home down there, the villa. You must wear flip-flops. So there are dozens of flip-flops outside, or you can bring your own, put your name on it, and have your own flip-flops. And there's just like 100 flip-flops outside set up. And you get your own flip-flops when you go in the house. Then you change your shoes when you go back outside again. Yeah, it's time-consuming. It really is, especially when you got, 50 people doing that. And you're all trying to get in the house at the same time. But anyway, so he does not allow shoes inside the house, other than flip-flops or sandals or something. But you can only wear them for that purpose. Anyway, Natural Blaze says University of Houston did a study and found that 39% of the shoes contained a bacteria called C. difficile or Clostridium difficile that is a public health threat now, also resistant to a number of antibiotics. How convenient. Good Morning America did a test and found that the bottom of the shoes were dirtier than toilet seats. Oh, my gosh. Every time you look at the bottom of your shoe, we're going to have to now think that it's dirtier than a toilet seat. Furthermore, Dr. Charles Gerba, a microbiologist and professor at the University of Arizona, did a test with a brand new pair of shoes found within 2 weeks of wearing the shoe. He found 440,000 units of bacteria on the shoe. unbelievable. Now, remember, Clostridium difficile, that's the one that causes that horrible, horrible GI, the horrible GI problems. Well, there go the shoes. Now we've ruined that for you here at the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to be talking to Joanne and Jimmy Moriarty this hour. They are heroes in my book, and they have stood and then stood, regardless of how many people tried to take them out, mentally, emotionally, maybe physically even. They have stood the test of time. Their information is valid, accurate, and we need to hear what they have to say. They were originally doing business in Libya since 2007. They made a unique enzyme that rejuvenates oil wells and cleans up sludge pits. That was what their business was. It cleans out pipelines and tanks. And they had booked a huge amount of business in Libya from 2007 to 2011, $5 billion worth of their product, to be exact. They signed a JV with the Social Security Investment Fund of Janzur near Tripoli, Libya. They were beginning to build a production facility to fulfill those contracts when the Libyan revolution occurred in February of 2011. They found out so much about what was going on over there, including the truth about Benghazi. And you can see their website at LibyanWarTheTruth.com. LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Jimmy and Joanne, thank you so much. We salute you at the Power Hour and welcome you today. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Joyce. It's an honor for us to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you're here. Let's first get to the issue of Libya right now, because we're hearing things back and forth of, you know, what a mess it is. These people are just like, you know, knuckle-dragging animals over there. They don't know what to do, and we need to go in and take care of them. And, of course, we blew them into smithereens and killed their leader, who they really liked. Give us the update. We don't need to go back and revisit everything in Libya, but give us the update of what is going on there today, would you please?
Sure. You know, the problem with Libya and most other countries that the United States has decided to invade is that, you know, they bring in mercenaries, and this continues to this day. The United States almost daily is bringing into Libya ISIS weapons, arms, training for ISIS. There's 28 CIA training camps in Libya for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, the news just doesn't publish that. It comes out all the time that the United States and the Israelis are Mossad. They have started ISIS. They control ISIS. The problem is, you know, a small country, small population cannot defend themselves against a great big gorilla. And the United States blew up Libya with 60,000 sorties. And to give you an example about how asinine that is, the U.S. is supposedly addressing an air war against ISIS in Iraq. They shoot 8 or 9 or 10 rockets a night. They're doing 200, 300 sorties a day into Libya. Mm. So, you know, the United States is not trying to get rid of ISIS. ISIS is their attack dog. That's the paid mercenaries, and they can do that without appearing to be a U.S. aggression. And unfortunately, the people in the United States just don't hear that.
Yeah.
And that's a sad part. Libya, it's hard for Libya. The Libyans would like to go back to their country. They'd like to try to go back and establish some peace. But, you know, it's tough.
It's tough because Turkey is the main country supplying all this, all the weapons and all the mercenaries into Libya. You know, the Libyans are a peaceful country. They never attacked anybody. And there was really no revolution, Joyce. It was all a phony, false flag revolution. And for Libya, the 2 million that are still in exile, and today I saw where they are talking about releasing some of the past Gaddafi supporters out of prison. They've had these people in prison for 4.5 years. They never broke any laws. They supported their leader. The news, Reuters would like to make it, well, look at how great the Tripoli government, which I would like to address. There is no Tripoli government. First of all, the U.S. and the U.N. and everybody talks about there's two governments in Libya. There are not. There's one government in Libya. It's in Tobruk, and that's the legitimate elected government of the people of Libya.
And that election was sanctioned, monitored, organized, and executed by the United Nations and NATO, and the government that was elected displaced all Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and everybody, and of course, the gorilla in the room, the United States didn't want that, so the legitimate government had to go to Tobruk, because in Tripoli, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood,
this is Libya were, dawn.
Yeah, was fighting them every day, and so, you know, they were killing their families, so they had to go into Tobruk, far eastern side of Libya.
Basically in exile from the capital, because they couldn't stay there. The Muslim Brotherhood, who were all voted out of office, the GNC, the General National Conference that was put in by the U.S. as a puppet government after they blew up Libya, was never held by the Libyan people. The Libyan people never recognized it. Well, when they were allowed to vote, they voted them all out. Instead of going, they took up arms and killed everybody that, or tried to kill everybody that was voted into office. So the people had to leave. So now they're trying to get themselves recognized as a legitimate government in the world, but not in Libya.
And of course,
Libya
the United States supports that. The United States installed a Zionist from Spain as the ambassador from Libya to the UN. How does that work? I mean, it's such a farce. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, I just want to add that I hope the listeners understand. You are hearing today what 1% of the people in this world know, because they are telling the truth, they are exposing what's really going on, and all you've been hearing if you're watching television is the agenda story of, gee, Libyans are so stupid and so bad and so corrupt and so stupid, we must go in and run the place for them. Kill their leader, blow them into the, you know, mid-14th century, and then take over the country. And that's essentially what they're waiting to do. Now, I want you to just briefly, for those people who are new listeners to the Power Hour, explain what Benghazi was really all about and how that took place. I don't want to spend much time on it, but for the new people here that believe what Fox News is telling them, please tell them what really happened at Benghazi.
Okay, Benghazi was, for all practical purposes, a safe house. Never had an American flag on it. Not one car ever had diplomatic tags or anything. It was a CIA compound. Had been for a long time. And beginning in 2006, Chris Stevens was part of the UN task force that went in there to dismantle the nuclear weapons of Libya, which Libya agreed to in that treaty signed in 2006. Also, Gaddafi stepped down out of power. A lot of things happened. Libya had to get rid of its offensive weapons, had to get rid of its defensive weapons. So now Chris Stevens is there. And almost immediately when he hits the ground, he starts acting as the arms dealer for the rebels in Libya who the CIA was training beginning in 2006 in the Green Mountain area. And so Chris Stevens was supplying those weapons. He was the guy on the ground. He had legitimacy because he was one of the leaders of the nuclear dismantlement program. And so then he was made ambassador after the coup that displaced Gaddafi. And in early April 2011, Chris Stevens sold 20,000 shoulder-mounted rockets, their shoulder-to-air rockets, to Muslim Brotherhood, now Qaeda and Ansar al-Sharia, weeks after the no-fly zone had been established. And according to the U.S. pilots to put that into play, after 2.5 days, Libya could not get a mosquito in the air. So why was the need for 20,000 shoulder-mounted, very sophisticated, computer-controlled rockets to be delivered to these known terrorists? Well, up jumps the devil, and the leaders from all the countries around Libya complained to the UN and NATO and the United States and said, listen, these weapons are coming out of Libya. It's like a sieve. It's very dangerous to the whole world. These radicals, these psychopaths, have got all these very sophisticated rockets and other equipment. You got to get rid of them. You got to get them back. So that day that Chris Stevens was killed, he had a meeting with the ambassador or the representative of the leader of Turkey. They had dinner in that safe house in Benghazi. And the reason we know the conversation is because the guy that was serving them food is one of the spies from the Libyan tribes. So he heard everything that was discussed. And the discussion was about getting those rockets back. And Chris Stevens said Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, had to use his influence to get these rocket backs, and the United States would pay a premium, pay whatever they wanted to get these rocket backs because it was politically causing too much trouble to the United States. And so the representative of Turkey, for all practical purposes, told Chris Stevens to pound sand. He left the front of that building, got in a fast car, was driven to the military airport. He was flown to Turkey. The minute his plane sat down in Turkey, the three Libyans that were Muslim Brotherhood that were coordinating the attack began the attack as soon as he was back in Turkey. Now then, the day before that attack happened, for 5 kilometers around that compound, it was cordoned off and no cars were allowed in and out. Only the second day since the Ansar al-Sharia had been protecting that facility was there no guards there. There were only 3 guards left for that huge compound. And so, you know, you have to put all these pieces of the puzzle together. And why in the world? Because the ambassador didn't stay there. He was never there. It was very, very seldom he went in there. Why would he be there? Why would there be no security? Why would the place be cordoned off? And then all of a sudden, as soon as the ambassador from Greece leaves, the place is attacked without any protection at all.
Joyce, one of the things that I'd like to say is that Chris Stevens was a gun runner. In the beginning, he ran weapons into the al-Qaeda mercenaries that were brought into Libya to take it over. Then he began to run weapons into Syria via Libya. That was after Libya fell. The interesting thing about this is...
Okay, we got a break coming at us right now. We got a four-minute break. We'll be back with the Moriartys after this four-minute break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the real story here. Don't you wish that the rest of the world could hear this? Do your part and get the word out there about the Power Hour. We'll be back. Four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. What you're hearing here, most people will never, ever know. That is unless you get the story out. And one way to do that is through the DVD that Moriarty's did. It's about 3 hours, and it is the story of what really happened in Libya. It's available for $15 from the Power Mall, and all that money goes to them. The purpose of doing this is to assist them. We don't take any money from this. So please get that three-hour DVD if you really want to know how you've been lied to. Well, this is one way to do it, getting the story as they are showing us. Also, the story gets even worse with Hillary Clinton's involvement in this, and Joanne's going to get to that in just a second. But let me just throw out there, does anybody out there speak Arabic? Anybody in the audience speak Arabic? I'd like for you to contact me at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. That can also translate. thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. We're talking to Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty. They did business in Libya for many, many years, and they have also been attacked. They were attacked by al-Qaeda in Libya, and that's an amazing story also, and that's on the DVD too. But then the story of what has happened since that time, remember, there was no consulate in Benghazi. None whatsoever. It was in Tripoli. That's where the consulate and the embassy was in Tripoli. But they got everybody, including the House of Representatives and Senate, to acquiesce that, oh, yeah, well, that was a consulate. No, it was not. All right, Joanne, I'd like for you now to take the story. Oh, Jimmy, did you have anything you wanted to say on that issue first before we move on to Hillary Clinton?
Joanne gets complete credit for this. She secreted that information out of Libya, and she's caused 40 articles to be written by Dr. Corsi. And this latest article, which I think was put out last Tuesday, was 100% Joanne's effort.
That's Joanne. Incredible. And Dr. Corsi has put the information out, and you can go to LibyanWarTheTruth.com. LibyanWarTheTruth.com. All right, Joanne, bring us up to speed now with Hillary Clinton.
Okay. What happened in the war? Well, there was a release of 600 secret documents or whatever they were. Napolitano, Judge Napolitano got them and wrote an article about how Hillary Clinton in her emails was selling weapons to Qatar, and Qatar was bringing them into Libya. In fact, under her guidance, except her approval. This is all illegal. So what happened was when we were in Libya in 2011 during the war, the Libyan Coast Guard captured a ship, a NATO ship, bringing in illegal weapons into Libya. Those weapons were all stamped Qatar in English, very clearly in English. And the spokesperson for the Libyan government was there. He was speaking. It was on the Libyan TV. We have the whole entire file from that capture of those Qatar weapons. Well, when it came out that Hillary Clinton was selling weapons to Qatar, and Qatar was bringing them into Libya, I had the proof of it. Not only the pictures, but the video. So I wrote to Dr. Corsi, and I said, I have the proof of this. Are you interested? He said, absolutely. He said, send me the file. So I did. He said, we're going to run with the story. He ran with it one day because he said, you have absolute 100% proof that Hillary Clinton was running weapons into Libya to the mercenaries, to the al-Qaeda mercenaries. From there, those weapons went into Syria to support the al-Nusra, which is same al-Qaeda fighting against the same thing going on in Syria that was going on in Libya. So he ran with that. He called it, I think it's Hillary's secret war, something like that. But it's a huge story because Hillary Clinton and her husband, who I think it sells arms himself, were heavily involved in this story of running guns, running weapons, all illegal. So if you think about that, you wonder, Chris Stevens was their lead guy. If he ever was to have a problem or get in front of the Senate, that would out the whole thing. So you have to consider that him not being around, like I say, dead men tell no tales.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce, I want your audience to go back to the archive where we brought the young man that was the son of one of the tribal leaders, lived right across the street from that house. And he told the story on your show. And I've got to let you know that he's been attacked since then. He's had to go undercover, and they threatened to kill his family. Everybody had to move everybody out of Benghazi. But he was actually inside the villa with the first wave after they burned the place down. And when he went in there, if you remember, he said there was somebody in there. They were abusing a body. They were urinating on it, kicking it, you know, doing all these nasty things. They didn't find out it was Chris Stevens until he got him outside.
Oh, is that right? I've forgotten that he said that. Yes. All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Moriartys, who were in Libya. Know the story that you're not being told. And get this email blast out to everyone you know, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Power Hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley with the Moriartys.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour, thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. Now, that's how we stay on the air, and that's how we are able to bring you the people like the Moriartys telling you what really happened, not the phony stories they want you to believe, and then the phony hearings that they hold to support that belief. You know, a lie requires another lie to support it, and that's exactly what you get from television. Let me remind you that the Power Hour has monthly copies of the Power Hour on MP3s. So you can order them for $25. You get all the radio shows on an MP3 from the Power Mall. You can order each hour if you want to. Like, you can order this hour of the Moriartys for $5. And I encourage you to do that. Get it out to people who need to hear this. Or send the email blast. Go to thepowerhour.com, sign up for the email blast. It's free, and you will get so much incredible information. Let me remind you, Grown by Nature is on a big sale. Good Health Naturally, Vitamir, Charcoal, and Purslane, along with the Sherry Rogers books. The chocolate syrup, remember that? that has only 1 gram of fat in it, and it is the best. I've never heard anybody say that there is any fudge better than this chocolate syrup. And it's all organic. It's $11.25 at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. And also, get your liver cleanse. Next week, Dr. Group is going to be on the show, and we're going to start the liver cleanse together. And you will save 20% if you buy all the products together to do the liver cleanse with. And I'm going to be starting mine today because I want to do it in advance of you all so I'll know what it's like. So get your Livitrex and your Oxy Powder and Lateral Floor if you don't already have it, and the Green Body Cleanse book, along with your apple cider vinegar from the Power Mall. And remember, the toothpaste from Dr. Gary Null is on special for only $5. It's normally $10, and it is the best, one of the best. I mean, I love Vitamir, and I love this one. It has clove, tea tree oil, wintergreen oil, myrrh extract, lavender extract, basil, nutmeg. It's available at the Power Mall and is normally $10, on sale now for $5. And each and every one of you who purchased some green stuff and it got delayed, well, if you got the DVDs, if you purchased at the time of the DVDs and got those, then we're going to send you a complimentary tube of Clean Teeth toothpaste from Dr. Null as a gift to you, because they are so late on getting it out because it is such a good product. And they are so careful on the way that it is made. Let me just add to you, I know I've got my drink waiting for me, and there are some new ones coming out. But the ones that he already has are so much better than anything out there on the market. He has below 100 degrees in the way that it is processed so that none of the enzymes are lost. And it's incredible live whole food, which is what we need. And he's told me how they prepare it, and it is amazing. Anyway, call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty. The DVD is available at the Power Mall, $15. Please support them, and that's one way you can do it, is by getting that and showing it at your church potluck. People are going to be shocked because it's the truth. It's not the phony story they've been told. Joanne, you were talking about Dr. Corsi and the information he put out along with Judge Napolitano regarding Hillary Clinton. Go ahead and finish up that story, because that is critical, up-to-date information our listeners need.
Okay. The listeners should either go to our website, which is LivianMoreTheTruth.com, or just put in the search engine, WorldNet Daily, he called it Hillary's Secret War. The information I gave him includes 2 videos. And those videos are included in the article, along with a huge amount of pictures and photos of the weapons that were brought into Libya. They're U.S. and British weapons.
So, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. All the crates of weapons are stenciled in U.S. English. They're marked with Qatar. And the transshipment of all these weapons through Qatar to Libya and then Libya on to Syria was approved by the U.S. State Department, Hillary Clinton. The arms dealer that sold that, I don't know, it's nearly $1 billion worth of weapons. So he covered his backside. He required that the Secretary of State's office approve the transshipment because everybody knew it was going to Libya, and she did. And in those 600 pages, 600 emails that Judge Napolitano read and dissected, that approval was in there. So this is a real nasty, nasty piece of work. It's against the law. And to add to that, you know, the pictures are always telling. The video is in English. We were invited to that press conference after these 2 ships were caught. And when we told Mufti, who's the spokesperson for the tribes of Libya, when we told him we're going to be on your show today, he sent us another video that's only a few days old of more weapons, just like this, going into the hands of ISIS now in Libya. It's in Arabic. This is why you were looking for an Arabic translator. The video is all in Arabic. They're talking about cluster bombs and all kinds. But here's truckloads with crates of weapons and everything going into ISIS still today. So the proof is there. You know, when we start telling everybody our story and what was wrong with Libya 4.5 years ago, everybody thought we were crazy. Our stories were so unbelievable, so out of belief that we were discarded.
Yeah, but really,
everything we said had been proven 100%.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
What the news media was saying about Libya was the unbelievable part. Even though they have credibility because they are the media, Libya never attacked anybody. Libya never caused any problems for any of their people. Gaddafi was not even in charge of Libya. He was required to step down by the 2006 treaty. Everything they said about Libya was a lie, and then they continued to break international law and commit war crime after war crime in Libya.
In the first week of February 2011, the United States Department of Defense gave Gaddafi an award as being the greatest aid that the United States had in this war against terrorism. That's first week in February. 2 weeks later, he was the worst guy that ever drew a breath.
This is the reason you have the problem in Libya now, why there are 2 million in exile, why 600,000 are dead, why there's 40,000 in prison, and many, many more have been tortured to death, while you have a government in Tripoli. It's not a government, but you have
gangsters
running the Tripoli government.
Murder Incorporated is in Tripoli.
Radical Islamists were never allowed in Libya before they overthrew Gaddafi. Gaddafi hated radical Islam. He never committed an act of terror. All those are CIA acts, and they were all blamed on him. But Libya, being a closed country, never defended itself openly. So the lies just continued.
And all those have been proven by the CIA insiders, etc.
Whistleblowers.
But, you know, the truth is something that you're not going to hear on the media except on Joyce's show. And the fact that we all need to be prepared to do something about it, because we've elected these guys that are running Washington, D.C. You know, last week, the official spokesperson for Israel said the world better realize and accept that the government of the United States, Congress and Senate, and everybody in Washington, D.C. is owned and operated by us. This is the spokesperson for Israel. So the Zionists know, and they're becoming so open about it, that they run this government. We elected those people, so all of us U.S. citizens have to take responsibility for what they do. And I'm telling you, the military is not involved in this. The CIA is. And we are responsible for all these deaths and murders and attacks all over the world. And it's unforgivable.
Well, it is. Nobody knows what's happening over there because they keep us so enveloped in this false sense of reality so that the people don't understand and don't realize that under the quote-unquote U.S. flag, we are killing innocent people across the world in numerous countries. I mean, I don't even know how many countries we're killing people in now. Doesn't make any difference because they need to be killed, I guess.
But, you know, the truth comes out. A few weeks ago, the President of the United States said that we should supply ISIS with Social Security benefits and retirement and medical aid and all this stuff. He said that weeks ago. Nobody brought him to task on that. Then this week, he said that we've accelerated the training of ISIS. And, you know, the guy has got a pea brain. He can read a speech, but he doesn't have an original thought. And so real quick, his handlers came out and they modified that. Oh, he meant to say Iraq. He didn't mean to say ISIS. He can read a teleprompter, but he can't make up a thought. So, you know, he was telling the truth. And we are all sitting here. ISIS is fixing to attack the United States. They've got camps in Mexico, you know, and they're infiltrating the United States. The border is porous. Why in the world would we have a porous border except for some nefarious reason? And so the truth is out there. They're letting it go. They're letting us hear what they mean to say, but we're all dumbed down.
This is the banking cabal, Joyce, that runs the world. And they're in danger of losing their strongholds. So they are in panic mode. And they will kill people. They will blow up countries. They will destroy lives. They will do whatever it takes as acceptable collateral damage to hold on to their position of destruction and really putting everybody, every human being on this earth under their Babylonian debt system.
Libya was blown up because Gaddafi had started the Goldback Bank for Africa, the African Bank. And the Goldback currency for the continent of Africa with all those resources would have put the toilet paper bankers out of business, and they couldn't have that. That's really why Libya was blown up.
Well, it is such a convoluted story that has been so, the people have been so misled. Let's look at what the purpose of all of this is. The purpose is that they must get illegal weapons into these countries to arm, aid, and abet ISIS or whichever group they choose to, you know, Al-Qaeda or whomever. So the and to create insurrections, to create these problems, these coups, where the United States can move in there. What is United States doing in Libya today? Do you know that they are running, you know, the oil business or the whatever business there? I mean, what is the U.S. doing, according to your sources, in Libya today?
Well, the oil business, for all practical purposes, dead. You know, there's still a lot of gas being produced, but it's so dangerous in that country. No oil producer is in there pumping oil. Libya has a lot of gas, and gas flows without any assistance. So there's a lot of gas still going through those two pipelines into Italy. But what the U.S. is doing is, through the CIA, they're supplying ISIS. They're funneling ISIS trainees into Libya at those 28 campuses, CIA campuses all over Libya, and they're training ISIS. And you can see the footprint of this because ISIS is all over the world. ISIS is now attacking Egypt on the northeast corner. They're flooding in there out of Israel. And, you know, they hacked Netanyahu's top assistant, and in the Russians did that, and they found out that Israel is directing ISIS activities. So, you know, it's really easy to put these puzzle pieces together if you can find the truth.
Libya is an easy place for them now. They've taken a country and destabilized it to a point where most of the people had to leave. All the leaders were killed. All the people who know how to run a government were killed. They put in people in that country, radical Islamists who are like oil and water in that country. So the couple million people that are still there live in complete fear and terror. So it's easy for them. That's their new campus. That's their new CIA rogue campus. They can run anything they want out of Libya. And the EU knows this. The EU knows this is a big problem. This is why you have all the immigration problems. The borders are all open.
Gaddafi used to buffer everybody out of Africa. He provided a lot of jobs in Libya and everything, and a lot of aid to Africa. None of that aid is happening anymore. So okay. The Africans are trying to get into Europe.
So Gaddafi told the world, literally, if you blow up this country, it will turn black in the EU. And he's right. He's absolutely right. And they know the crimes that are going on in Libya every day, but they do nothing about it. I don't know if they're under the threat of Hillary Clinton showing up in their country with weapons and mercenaries or what the problem is, but nobody stands up.
You know, they've been flying plane loads of weapons, not daily, but almost daily, into Misrata and into the old U.S. military base there. They've got ships coming in. The only port that holds containers or handles containers is Misrata.
Misrata's the head of the snake.
And so they got weapons and ISIS coming into Libya every day. They have to do that because the people of Libya are not involved in this. And now that Egypt has stepped forward trying to help eliminate the problem because there's this huge border with Egypt. And ISIS is flooding into Egypt. And, of course, Obama wants to get rid of the president so he can put Muslim Brotherhood back in there. And Abdul Aziz is a real good guy. You know, he's been doing a almost solitary job of trying to help the Libyans control ISIS. But when you've got the U.S., the CIA, flooding in these mercenaries, well-trained, full of weapons every day, it's hard to fight that. That's the part that is unforgivable, and that's the government of the United States is funding it. Our Congress keeps voting up money to send money to ISIS. So they're all guilty. They don't want anybody to know the truth because they're all as guilty as anybody else.
And do you notice that all that phony B-roll file footage that they put on TV is nothing but guys walking across the desert with a black flag or those, you know, Toyota Tundra trucks? Nothing is a war. Nothing is a war. I mean, I don't know how all those people from the Secretary of Defense's office, the National Security Agency, can get up on stage, do a news conference about this phony group that they are supporting. And even the president, in his speech the other night, made the statement that we are funding ISIS. We are training ISIS. I mean, just craziness. And yet people don't know because they will believe Bill O'Reilly. You know, we got to go kill all Islamic whatevers. I mean, it's just, it is so sad. Now, let me ask Joanne, what do we know about what's going on in Egypt? Anything there that you can shed some light on?
What I know about Egypt is that, and I haven't talked to my Egyptian people for a long time, because after Abdel Fattah Sisi got into control, he took over getting rid of all the radical Islamists. They have sentenced Morsi to death, which is a great move. They have put,
Now, that was Hillary's friend, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 30-year friend.
Yeah, we had that late, the doctor on your show.
I think also 7 or 8 of his top Muslim Brotherhood were also sentenced to death. The rest of them were, the other 16 or so are imprisoned for life.
Well, he is responsible for a huge amount of atrocities. All the phony revolution there where people were killed supposedly by good people were all killed by him.
All the
Christians many Coptic
killed,
Christians had
him.
Their heads cut off. That was killed by his group. The Egyptians know this. They're not fools. They know exactly what's going on. They put Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they put charges for terrorism against them in the ICC.
All right, we're going to go to a break. I know Phil in Florida wants to call in. Phil, go ahead and give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. The Moriartys are here today. Get their DVD, ladies and gentlemen. It can be life-changing when it comes to the truth. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Thank you.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and standing, hopefully, like the Moriartys. I don't know if anybody can stand like they have, because they have really been through the fire. But we appreciate them so very much. And before I get back to them, I know Phil wanted to say something. Do we have Phil Restino on? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take Phil from Florida. Phil, go ahead, please. You're on the air with the Moriartys.
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning. Moriartys, I'm so glad you're back on the show. I just wanted to introduce the activist part of this. You know, you say get the message out to folks, and, you know, and I think this is an important part we need to know. The 3-hour DVD is great. But people are starting to return back in, and I'm calling to put our heads together, not to argue or...
We're not hearing any of that, Joyce.
You know?
Okay, they can't hear. They're... Okay. Please,
I can call later.
No. There we are. Now we got him.
Okay.
I'm just calling on the part of the activist part of this equation here, you know, to get this information out. I'm an on-the-ground activist. And I think we need to put our heads together on how to reach people. We get it. The information's great. But and the 3-hour DVD is wonderful. But we've got to break it down into smaller bites. People just glaze over. And John from Ohio calls in, and he brings up a good point when he calls in. If you take the perception on different people, you know, well, who is this message coming from? Is it coming from WND, you know, World Net Daily, or is it coming from one of the lefty publications?
Okay, but what's your point? What is your point?
My point is let's put something that's very short and maybe also get their message out through somebody like Global Research or something that's not just WND. And God bless WND and Dr. Corsi for getting this message out.
They are only ones. Let me just tell you, Phil, they are the only ones that would do this. Now, thank you very much for the phone call and point well taken. But, Joanne, haven't you contacted Global Research?
I've contacted everybody. I've contacted Global Research. I've contacted all kinds of anybody I could find, but I never get a response.
We've been on the radio in Russia and a lot of other places, but, you know, nobody wants to hear the story. Your people here in the United States need to realize there's not anybody in Washington, D.C. wanting the truth. The select committees, none of them have ever talked to us. Trey Gowdy has...
They have a file on us, but they've never contacted us.
Happened when you contacted your... It was your representative or one other. What happened at that point?
Oh, we've got a file. We'll contact you. You know, that's never happened. But not only that, here's a telling fact. Nobody in Libya that was not an employee of the United States has ever been talked to about what happened. Nobody in Libya that was not a U.S. government employee was ever interviewed or talked to. Not one. So the only story they're getting is the guy that gets his check from the government. So what's he done? He's selling the agenda. But all these select committees, Trey Gowdy, ISA, Louis Gohmert, all of them, none of them. We call them time and time and time again. We cornered Ted Cruz more than once. Oh, yeah, I'm going to meet with y'all. Never happened. We talked to his father several times. We talked to all of them. And they give us a glad hand. Oh, we'll get back in touch with you. We want to talk to those Libyan tribal leaders. We want to get the truth. Never a call back. So everybody in Washington, D.C., you stick a fork in them. They're bought and paid for.
That's
and the
immigrants
are absolutely validating that last week.
So isn't it a shame, Phil Restino, that the only people that will tell the story is WND? I mean, what a blessing that they will tell it. And that's WorldNet Daily. I mean, why won't Global Research do this? I don't understand. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Moriartys finishing up. Final segment, 1 minute, 10 seconds. Joyce Riley in the Power Hour.